Satnam, hello.
Satnam.
Hi, Guru Atma.
Thank you so much for that call yesterday.
Oh. Hi.
Thank you for the call last night. It was
You're
fabulous.
Welcome. It's turning into a marathon.
Yeah. No, I love checking in with you every week. It's been amazing and reassuring and fabulous. So thank you so much.
Oh, good. Have you found changes?
Facilitating. Have I what?
Found changes in yourself? Support? Redirection?
Peace?
Oh, good. That's
for
good.
Peace? That's good.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm happy.
Bit by bit, layer by layer, but it helps a lot to have the bigger understanding and then just the day-to-day knowing.
Uh-huh.
It's comforting, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. That lets me know what we need to do here.
Yeah.
Okay, and who else is on the line?
Salam, it's Taylor.
Okay, who's here?
Kathy from Great Falls, Virginia.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And who else?
Hi, Kathy. Hi. Hey, it's Kay Hudkar from Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, good.
I sat next to you at, Guru Nader's workshop. So.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Hi.
Hi. And who else?
Rahmani.
Rahmani and?
Harry Inder.
And Hardy Inder and?
Saranam.
Saranam and? Well, I guess we're all here. Is Amrit here? Oh, how unusual. Okay. Okay, so we are going to just tune in. Does anybody want to say anything before we tune in?
Happy birthday. I just have a question, Sarah, again. Yes, happy birthday. This is Sathleen. I was wondering if you recorded last night's call, as I wasn't able to make it.
Yes, I did, and I just sent out an announcement of that with a link. So
okay,
you should have that on your computer by now.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, every time we have one of these phone calls, they give us some more information. And it really is looking like things are turning around and really becoming a new world. Even though it might look the same, it's becoming a new world. He said, yes, yes. He says, we have to salt and pepper it in. He says, we can't do the whole thing all at once because you wouldn't get it. Okay. So one thing at a time. Okay, so long, deep breath. Oh, wait a minute. Before I go on, I am going to tell you that you can reach last night's teleclass. I'm going to give you the address. It's soulanswer.com/teleparty, TELEPARTY, .html. And I loved Rahmani's explanation of party that she gave us. So would you repeat that? Rahmani? Star 6. Oh, I thought she was on there. Okay, so she said that in the ancient Aramaic, I believe. Are you there? That they would have like 3-day gatherings of prayer and maybe dancing and so on, but spiritual worship, and they would call it party. So that was a party last night. So that's why I call it a teleparty. Okay. So now, palms together. Long, deep breath. Deep breath. Eyes closed. Attention at the brow point. And inhale to begin. Om Namo Narayana. Long deep breathing and feeling as though the energy is coming on out of your heart on the exhale. Let yourself connect heaven and earth, earth and heaven, into one being. That's you. And then, bless you. On your exhale, exhale this precious, scrumptious energy out of your heart. And now begin to connect this energy with each other. Beautiful, precious energy. Connect with each other. Feel it. And now let this energy go out and connect with anybody who needs it, anybody who wants it. This is the essential healing energy. They say today is going to be an easy day. Okay, so who's here? Well, everybody. Well, it's like the whole bunch of them. I can't name one of the other. So I'm just going to ask. Bubba City Chunt, are you here? Yep, he's here. I have to tell you, last week I was on a phone call with a person, and I said, are you here? He said, I'm taking a nap. So we never know. It worked out fine. But okay, so he says, I have to tell you the... first of all, they're saying about last night. He says, that they all pumped an extreme amount of energy into our class last night, and everybody felt it. He says there was a goodly number on the line, and he says you cannot believe how many people your little group affected. You know, there were 45 of us on the line, turned out. And he said the healing that came, the upliftment to the next caliber, he says, you may think it was small because you're used to thinking that. He says it was not small. He says you sent a vibratory rate out over the ley lines that had a very, very wonderful impact, because it's kind of like a sound current that wakes them up. It's a vibrational current, we'll call it, that wakes up, energizes. It's like giving full-on vitamin support to the strands of light that connect us. He says that is so, so important. He says not only is it important for other people, but it's also important to open those lines so that you also get better access in receiving. It's kind of like when you put Miracle-Gro on a plant, how a plant gets, I'm not advocating unnatural versus natural fertilizer, that's not what I'm doing, but you know, Miracle-Gro makes things grow, boom, really quick. He says the same sort of thing happens, he says, especially when you get together and do this, because it's like one of those, what is it, electron accelerators? The whole bunch of us together winds that energy up to a much faster, much more potent vibration, and then sends it out over the line. He says it certainly happens when you do this individually and in small groups, but also the bigger groups, they give a really big Roto-Rooter and Miracle-Gro impact on those on these heart-connecting, light-connecting, what we might call lines of the web. He says, do you have any questions about that before we go on?
Last night I was walking by the TV to turn off the kids' TV, and the show said, did we shrink? And the line was, either that or the universe just got bigger. And I felt that as a message, like, we really did, we grew the universe last night, and we don't have to shrink, we can grow with it.
So
that's the work, is getting people to understand that they can grow with it, not just, you know, fade away to dust.
So, good. This is Guru Atma, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Guru Atma. That's really good. I appreciate that. And people join in. Join in. That's the key word for this time. Join in.
Yeah, okay. And even when I've been around large groups of yoga people, sometimes you still feel the disconnect. Like, we're not all one group. We're all like lone wolves within the pack, but not always a connectedness like we felt on these calls or last night or different things. So that's hopeful, because we're all on the same team, yet sometimes we're battling our own stuff still and not really understanding that bigger connection.
Yeah. You sound so good when you say all this. I love this.
Thank you.
And yes, you got it right. Well, we're just all moving into this, moving in. That's what we're doing. We're moving in. We're like the first ones on the block. No, there are other people there on the block with us. But, you know, it's the beginning. So it's really a very sort of fun time, very close time in our neighborhood. Okay, so what would you like to tell us today? Um, Well, let's see. There's an impish quality here, and there's also a very profound quality here. So, how can I interpret this? Help me, guys. They told me not to call them the guys upstairs anymore. They said I can call them the guys, but not upstairs, because that makes it, it separates them. He says, no, they're right there, we're right here with you. No separation, we're right here. So, just because they don't have a human body doesn't mean that they're they're not in the same room. They're not in the same body. They are. Okay, so these qualities, the impishness and the very profound qualities, there are so many qualities. It's almost like a whole box of different jewels. And he says that's what we mean when they get me to talk about the gems and the jewels as you go through healing. Of course, when you come out the other side, these like difficulties have been like lumps of coal, we'll say. You come out the other side and they're gems and jewels. Yogi Bhajan always talked about becoming a diamond, going from a lump of coal to becoming a diamond. And it takes lots of heat and lots of pressure and over a very long period of time. He said, but now you're going much quicker. The gems and the jewels are the abilities that you have as you heal. As you heal from the difficulties of the past, you have so much wisdom, abilities, knowledge. They're calling it perfect range of motion. That means that we're no longer having blinders on and only thinking one way, that we are able to open our minds, our awareness, in ways that we had never seen before. And Yogi Bhajan is saying this awareness, Kundalini Yoga is a yoga of awareness. This is definitely one of the meanings. He's not talking about psychic awareness. He is talking about the awareness to open your mind, the awareness to open your ability to see, to know, to interact with the known and the unknown in a consistent scale, not separated. This term keeps coming up over and over again. Not separated, connected. He's using scale, like a scale of color. But it's all connected. That's what awareness is to be able to totally integrate what we used to call the heavens with what we now think of as the earth, not separate. Those awarenesses, those energies, he says the devas of light and sound, he says, are not foreign to you. They are interactive with you. You are, it's like a computer network where you plug in all different kinds of equipment, all different computers, and you put them together. And when you do that, you have a magnificent operating mechanism. That's what you are doing now. That's what you are doing, just opening up and connecting and becoming one, but very, very multifaceted organism that contains all, that facilitates all, that does not leave off anything. You are a precious oneness, a kindness. He says that kindness is very important. Kindness is related to grace, gracefulness, and graciousness, and gratitude. Related to all of those. Again, that is like the lifeblood. The lifeblood, the germination quality of this huge mechanism. So they're saying, please understand that when you get into feelings of lack, I don't have enough, how could this possibly be my destiny? Why did that rock hit my foot? rather than me hitting it. Why did that happen? Why am I feeling bad? I don't like this. This is too overwhelming. He says, we do have sympathy for you when that happens. We do have sympathy. We want you to know that. But on the other hand, if you let it, if you let all those things trip you up, if you let them pull you down, that impact is going to increase over time. These little trip-ups will become more like the alligators coming out of the swamp and catching your feet and pulling you under. So be very aware and very conscious. Oh, good. The word aware came up again. Aware meaning opening up your vistas of your mind so that you are aware of different ways of operating, different ways of giving, different ways of seeing, different ways of interacting with the universe, he says, with the angels, with us. He says, now become very aware of acting different ways with your family. Think of different ways of acting with your family. Move out of the old restricted ways of interacting with your environment. In other words, what is your environment like? Does it support your life? Is it cluttered? Is it a mess so that you can't think straight? You may find it very beneficial to rearrange everything, to throw out maybe half your stuff, and to rearrange so that this beautiful lightness, this purity, this instant sparkling quickness can happen. He says also when you throw out old stuff, you also let go of old vibrations that they've been holding. So he says that's good. He says it's good for rebirth, and it's good for shining up the access points. Shining them up, cleaning them up, so that everything works at optimum. Okay, so awareness, what else? He says, what about all those people you work with? Oh my God, can you imagine seeing all them in a different light? Seeing those people who are grumpy, who are in a state of lack, who are having difficulty with the economy on one side and trying to pay their employees on the other side. Sense of overwhelm, sense of where do we go from here, sense of being overburdened. How do you gain 360-degree vision so that you can see this whole situation differently, not as an overburden, but as an opportunity? You say opportunity in this kind of environment? He says yes. Opportunity in this kind of environment. It means clearing out the clutter of your mind and your habits. Okay, so what I'm asking, what does this mean on a practical level? He says that when you see that these old ways of doing things are not working, that you are overburdened, he says you can become very reorganized and concentrated. You look around, you see what's really important. He says, most importantly, he says, listen to us. We'll tell you what's important. He says, what's important now is not what was important 2 years ago, 5 years, 10 years ago. You need the facility, the quickness, and the connection now. And if a method of doing things, of operating, doesn't provide that, then it doesn't work. There is a steadiness and a skill in residing most peacefully in that quickest and brightest of connections. So perhaps you were doing everything by hand. Maybe you get a new computer program that makes things really easy. maybe you don't have as many people to do the projects for you, so you streamline the projects, maybe group things differently. Don't provide every little cozy detail that you used to, but you find that you don't need all of those, so you make them straight, you make them clear, you make them interactive so that it works with greater facility. Okay, in everyday life, I'm asking him about schedule. He says, throw schedule out the window. Okay. what he's saying is that we have become slaves of schedule, rather than have schedule becoming something that facilitates our interaction and our interoperation. He says, it's become a hitching post that also ties us up and will throw us to the alligators. I suspect that all of us have experienced overwhelm as according to our schedules. He says, clean out your schedule box. He says, erase it, re-examine it, take a look at it, put down the major things, like maybe you have to pick up your job from school. He says the rest of it, he says, I want you to experiment with free flow. I want you to experiment with free flow. He says this takes quite a bit of trust. Quite a bit of trust to trust that we are guiding you, that we will give you what needs to be done in any moment. Trust that all that needs to be covered and will be accomplished and is accomplished in the time that appears to be allotted for it. In other words, you may find that instead of, maybe your mind says, well, I have to do this first, I have to make this list, and then I have to do this first, and this second, and this third. Whereas if you listen to us very, very closely, and if you glide along on our energy and on our flow, what you are going to find is you may, if you analyze it with your old mind, you may feel that you are bouncing from this task to that task. He says, but if you let go and if you flow, it will be fun. You won't get overburdened, and you will be given the task in succession, in the order in which these need to be done in order to fully and brightly accomplish the whole task that serves you and serves the whole organism that you are working with, whether that's you're doing these things for your family, for your home life, for your work, whatever it is. He said the word is flow. F-L-O-W. Flow. That means that you move along on the wings of the energy. At the beginning of the call, they were showing me, you know, when I was saying that there was an impishness and then also a profoundness, they were acting like a boat that was all full of these gems and jewels, all these abilities, attributes, attitudes, clarity of vision, 360-degree vision, which is real awareness, and ability to open up and be who you are. So now they're showing me that that boat of jewels, it floats on flow. Floats on flow. Don't let yourself get tripped up and caught by the alligator, it says. No. Flow. Tune in. That's the total key. He's not talking about sitting in a corner and drinking bottled beer and watching TV. He says you can do that sometimes, but what he's talking about is a total giving over of your awareness, your understanding, and even your time. Imagine that. Even you're giving your time over to this greater flow. He says, again, it takes trust because you're afraid you're not going to accomplish. He says, I guarantee that when you give over even your time, things will be accomplished easier. You won't get stressed and fall down with a heart attack. He says things will get accomplished in a much more cozy way, and the effect will be much more cozy, and we'll cover all the essential details that need to be covered in order to make this thing work. And he says the timing will be perfect. The timing will come right down to the last minute. He says, don't panic. Just trust. Just believe. Live in your awareness and live in your flow. Okay, so now he's asking you to do long, deep breathing. He says, you see how practical this is? This is not separate. This is totally practical. Heaven and earth is one living organism. Heaven and earth is one living organism. Okay, now, while you're breathing, let something come up that habitually or recently tripped you up. Let it come up. And while it's still there, tune in. Tune in, third eye, total awareness. It's a very relaxed thing. It's not something you go out and get. It's just relaxed and scanning. It's sort of like scanning the horizon, but it's allowing the horizon to come to you. It's more of a receiving mode. And being open to all possibilities. Let the flow occur through you. Let all of these energies just move through you. And as the flow in the awareness moves through you, allow a new way, the essential way, this new creative way of accomplishing, let it come and let it transform that old tricked up or limited way. Let it transform it now. Use your breath. Allow the flow on your breath. And feel the transformation so that you can see and understand this whole new way of accomplishing. Trust it. Trust it. And be grateful for it. Be grateful for it. And that's how you integrate it and make it a part of you. And inhale. How do you feel? Would anybody like to share what happened? Star six. Star six. Did anybody see?
I can hear Dion.
Is that Lean?
Yes.
Hi. Okay,
hi.
Please share.
Okay, so my, the thing that takes me a long time is preparing for my classes.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to just take notes and decipher it all and make a playlist and everything, and it really ends up sometimes taking me hours.
Mm.
And I go, where does the time go? So when I started to allow the flow, I felt like I was flowing with the flow of the Kriya, even just as I was reading through it. So maybe I got the understanding that I don't have to take all these notes and I don't have to, you know, be so specific about every little detail, that as long as I put myself in that feeling of experiencing the Kriya, then I'll be able to translate that to others.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
He says, that is just right, because I want to tell you, he says that every little thing about these Kriyas has not been written down. There's no way that it could be written down. And he says, what you are talking about is the essential way to be the essential teacher. He says, you have got it. This is the way to teach. This is the way to transfer that energy. And he says, when you teach, he says, I talk to you. Do you hear me?
Sometimes, yes.
He says, when you teach, always listen to me. Always listen to me, and I will always teach through you. Just like this girl does here. He says, that's what you are being called to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a great reassurance. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
To you and
yeah.
Your pleasure and brothers with each other and everyone.
Yeah. They're hugging you.
Oh.
And they want you to relax because you have so much to give. But they say, give it from that place of knowing. What does your name mean?
Immersed in truth.
What?
Immersed in truth.
Well, heck, use it. Alrighty then.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else who would like to share?
Sometimes, you know, you get an inspiration and it comes as a burst.
Yes,
but then,
uh-huh.
Yes. While you're in it, though, like, literally, you could burst. Like, if you don't, like, for me, I have to, even though it seems completely irrational, I have to just take myself out of it to rest and stop thinking about it for a while rather than continue in the, like, the whistling teapot kind of mode.
Yeah.
Turn the fire off for a while. And then come back to it refreshed in order to finish it. Otherwise, I because you start thinking, I can't even finish this because I'm too stressed out. But
yeah.
So literally, it seems, you know, wrong to take myself out of it. But otherwise, I won't be able to do it. So
yes,
so the whistling teapot, turn the fire.
Exactly. He says relaxation is totally essential in this. Absolutely essential. In
otherwise, it kills all the fun. And
yes,
your
you're right.
Great inspiration turns into your greatest, like, torture, you know. And
So what he's asking you to do, he's not saying don't rest. You know, that's really essentially important. That's really important. Sometimes he'll just pick me up and take me somewhere else, you know, to get me out, because you do need that rejuvenation. But what he's saying also is, consider this. Maybe don't get into the whistling tea kettle mode emotionally, energetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But stay relaxed, totally relaxed, as you go through what you're doing. Stay relaxed and tuned in. And maybe your schedule will be, it will turn your schedule upside down or sideways or whatever. You just follow it. And see the adventure of it. But the important thing is to stay relaxed. And it is an adventure. I always call it the Indiana Jones of the spiritual path. and that's who you are,
yeah.
This adventure. Does that make sense to you, Gururama?
Yes, because, you know, as soon as you write it down on the list of to-do, then it seems like it's important to do that thing. But maybe it was just to have the idea of it, but you don't have to do every single thing.
Yes.
And not do it to make sure that you said you would, and so you have to, and, you know, to take the have to out of it.
You're right. He's giving you that freedom. He's not telling you don't make lists, but he's telling you don't become a slave to the list. Okay, the only thing that you are kindly and openly and purely integrated with, embedded with, is this beautiful flow and direction that comes right through you. And then it's kind of like being in a hammock on a breezy day, even though you are moving and so on. It's like flowing on music. Good. Okay, well, thank you all. I really appreciate all of you. To have all of you gives me an opportunity to be right here in the middle with all the guys, and I love that. And I love connecting with you in our gathering. So, next week, of course, we will continue. And God bless you all. Love you all. Okay, so... palms together at the center of the chest. And Kehar, I know you were busy, but I really missed you last night with all those people. Oh, Kehar can sing and I can't. So, Kehar, are you here? Oh, maybe she had to get off the call. Oh, darn. Okay, so palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. And inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you, all up around you, and the pure light within you guide your way up. Guide your way up. Guide your way up. Inhale. Embow it to the infinity of your own consciousness, your own awareness. What fun! What a beautiful garden you're going to... you are having as each new ability of awareness shows up. What a preciousness, what a kindness. So trust it and have fun. So God bless you all and talk to you next week. Okay, Satnam.
Satnam, thank you.
Bye.
Love and peace.